Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Elaborate on It. I want to give a huge shout out to those of you who have listened to my latest episode, We Have to Tell Our Children About the Monsters That Do Exist. If you have not listened, please feel free to tune in. It is a good 17 minutes long, but I do speak about different, you know, pinpoints on the topic, and I love to hear your feedback. That's the whole purpose of Let's Elaborate on It, so we can do so. So if you have the time, please listen in, give me your feedback, at me, tag me, whatever you'd like to do to get my attention, I appreciate it. So today's topic is stay in a child's place. Again, I usually only touch bases on things that are heavy on my heart, so I feel like this is definitely a huge topic to talk about, especially because kids nowadays just do not know how to stay in a child's place. I feel like it's a 50-50 thing. Like, a part of it is because the child is just that way, just has that type of character demeanor, and we have to constantly remind them not to do that. But then I also feel like it's hugely, I don't even know if hugely is a word, but it's largely at fault for the parents. Like, the parents are not doing what they're supposed to do to remind children that they have to stay in a child's place. So what do I mean by that? Just yesterday in my episode about telling our children about the monsters that exist, I stressed how there are certain things that we have to keep our children in the know about. For example, pedophilia ring, human trafficking, predators, you know, preying on our children. I feel like that's something that we have to discuss with our children because it's something that is affecting them. It is a danger that they need to be aware of because they will be the ones victimized. However, there are so many other things that go on in our daily lives that children do not need to be a part of. For example, group of adults are having an adult conversation. How do you determine whether it's an adult conversation? Well, if you have to start spelling out words so the child doesn't understand, or if you have to start using code words so it's not inappropriate for the child, then it's obviously an adult conversation. With that being said, we as adults have to learn how to excuse that child from the room. We as adults have to let the child know that if there are other children present, that they need to go be with the other children. Too often am I seeing, being at functions or just anywhere, where there are other children and there's always that one child who decides that they want to be up under the adults. Unacceptable. Be in a child's place. It shouldn't be that you and your partner or you or your friends or you just as a person only get adult time when you excuse yourself from the children, meaning like when you get a sitter or when you make accommodations for the children to be elsewhere. Your children should know when to excuse themselves from adult situations, be in a child's place. Your child should know, you know, I see a lot of people that stress, oh, you know, when my man's friends come over, I go in another room. But then when their adult friends are over, their child is all up under their mom or dad or all the adults and in adult conversation. We need to be stressing that a little bit more. Forget about the fact that when your man's friends come over, you go to another room. Let's stress the fact that when adults come over and there's other children in the mix, your child excuses themselves from adult conversations. I'm actually fed up with it. I'm fed up with seeing children do it. I'm fed up with the comfortability nowadays where children just not only be sitting there and listening to adult conversations, but children actually have the audacity to chime in. I'm so sick of it. Like, I don't ever want to see another child chime in on adult conversation again. Like, children actually do it. And it's just, it's horrible. It takes my breath away. So listen, parents, I don't care how you feel. At the end of the day, you are a parent first, a child's a friend second. Which means that if your child gets mad, so be it. They got to get over it. There was a time where we were not able to be involved in adult conversation. We didn't start having adult conversations until we became one or close enough to it. I mean, we got to do better. We have to remember that a children not only hear things, but they act on the things that they see. Kids are not slick, you know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, sex sells. So I'm sure there's a lot of things, inappropriate things that they've seen that are out of our hands. You know, we really can't control everything, but the little things that we can control, we have to remember to stay on top of it. Let's elaborate on staying a child's place. It's beyond just being in adult conversations. I remember growing up feeling like certain things I can't have emotions on, right? Like, if I feel a certain way, it's inappropriate for me as a child to speak on certain things. So what do I mean by that? That whole I don't like an adult thing, I can't stomach that shit. Excuse my language, but it has to be said that way because that's how much I just can't stomach it. Like, I do not think it's acceptable nor okay for any child to disrespect an adult. I'm all for you get what you give type stuff. So, you know, if there's an adult, an outside party that's constantly disrespecting your child, then it's kind of like everybody gets fed up. I can understand something like that. But if your child is just blatantly disrespectful to adults, I cannot stomach it. Stay in a child's place. I don't expect for no adult to go around disrespecting my child. But at the end of the day, whether you feel like you like an adult or not, you are to respect them. So what does that mean? If you enter somebody's home, an adult's home, you speak. I remember a time where children felt like they need to be spoken to first because adults enter their home. No, it's a matter of respect. You walk in somebody's home, you say hi. But if you see an adult in your home, whether they say hi to you or not, you represent your parents. You are raised a certain way. So it doesn't change just because an adult didn't speak to you. You speak. You say hi. Hello. I don't know how you guys are raising your children. I don't know if you agree with that. That's how I feel about it. Stay in a child's place. You represent your parents. When an adult enters the room or the house or the location, you say hello. You go about your business. You don't need an explanation as to why that adult didn't say hello. Some adults do not have home training. Do I expect when people enter my home to say hello to my children? Absolutely. But also, I expect for my children to be a representation of me. So I expect for them to say hello. I expect for them to be respectful. I don't expect for them to get into no bickering argument or... How do I say this? Like, aside from their family, I don't expect for my children to be so involved with my adult friends that they can have a consensus as to whether they like them or not. Stay in a child's place. You know, don't be so invested in certain things. Now, please don't have it misconstrued. I would never let any of my adult friends disrespect my children, but I am raising them a certain way, and that's to be respectful. That's to be well-mannered. That's to act like they have home training. So staying in an adult place, I mean, staying in a child's place is exactly that. Have manners. Please, thank you. I cannot stomach, I don't know if it's greedy or, I don't know. I guess I would say it's greedy. I can't stomach a greedy child. Like, if you are my child, do not sit there and act like I haven't fed you for 15 days when we go to somebody's house. You know, I understand that when we go places, you may be hungry or you may be thirsty after some time. But when you sit there, we just 5 minutes into going to somebody's home and you're acting like I haven't fed her or gave you anything to drink in 15 days, I cannot stomach that. Stay in a child's place. I don't care how many treats you see. I don't care if you go to somebody's house and they have a total snack display. Do not, just don't do the most. You know, oh, can I have some of that cereal? Can I have some of that juice? I haven't ate nothing all day. Because that's, oh my God, that's the number one things my kids, our kids like to do when we go places. I'm starving. I haven't ate all day. So now you feel as a parent, you got to defend yourself. Like, yes, you did. At 9:15 a.m., I fed you. Please, stay in a child's place. I shouldn't have to be defending myself or explaining myself as to what time I fed you because you simply see and want to ask, you know? So that's what I mean about home training. Like, don't do the most. Don't act like you haven't ate in 15 days because you feel like you're deserving of every treat you see when you go other places. Another huge topic or another huge pinpoint is talking back. Ooh, talking back is like a new thing. Like, it's so natural to them. It's almost as natural as blinking. Like, I cannot stomach that. Stay in the child's place. Like, I shouldn't have to combat everything my child says. I shouldn't have to feel like, oh, what's going to be my response to this? Like, you know, we got to pick and choose our battles as parents, yes. But I am for damn sure not going to allow my child to battle me on everything that I say. It's just not going to happen. They're not educated enough. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the principle, the morals, the money. They don't have nothing enough for me to continue arguing back and forth with them about any topic. At the end of the day, it's my job to provide for them. It's my job to instill things in them. And I'm not going to allow for them to do it to me every time. Now, granted, I will say that my children teach me things every single day. So, you know, I'm not saying that my children can't teach me or I can't learn from them. But what I'm for damn sure not going to do is debate every little thing with them. I'm not. So that's another topic I have, pinpoint I have on staying in a child's place. Please, parents, please enforce certain things more. I'm so tired of these disrespectful little kids. It's not even just teenagers no more. Before, I used to be able to say I'm so tired of disrespectful ass teenagers, but it's kids. It's your young kids that are disrespectful, that are out of line, that don't have home training. It is okay for you to be a parent first and a friend second. Please. Please assist me and the world in dealing with your children and teach your children to stay in a child's place. Let's elaborate on it. Thanks for listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful week. This is my last episode for this week, and I'm going to try my very best to give you guys another two next week. Have a blessed day.